Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 amen. No matter what you've been told, New Beginning is not just for the old. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginning Ministry, and we are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We'd like to let you know that we are an interactive Bible study. And what does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity of calling in and participating in the Bible blog. We do ask that As you are on the line, we'd like to let you know that all mics are open for those of you who are calling in. All mics are open. If you could mute your phone or whatever device you're using to communicate, mute it until you would like to say something. But all the mics will be open, and once you get, you can talk at will. Amen. I try to leave that open because it just seems it's a little bit better rather than just cutting off the mics and turning them on. So I leave them on at all times. Amen. So we do appreciate you doing just that. This evening, we'd like to let you also know, those who are listening by internet, if you would like to call in, we're an interactive Bible study. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you can participate or be a part of this Bible discussion. Amen. We are like a, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we are a group that's almost like sitting around the table, and we're just talking about the Word of God. We're sitting down and eating, not feeding on physical food, but feeding on spiritual food. We're sitting around the table and discussing, just talking and encouraging and lifting each other up as we continue our journey for whatever it is the Lord has placed on our hearts. Amen? That's where we are at this time. So we also like to remind you that every first of the month, we are have been blessed with having Mother Womack to come on and her gift of prayer. Amen? God has gifted her, and that's a part of her ministry. She prays for people. Amen. One of the things that she mentioned when I was talking to her is, as she is praying, if you could send in a text or your name so that she can place it on her list. She does write down all the names, but she can place it on her list, and she can do what she does best. Amen. As she ministers to each name throughout the week, amen, or whatever, or however she goes about doing that. We're not going to prolong it any further. We're going to turn it over to Mother Womack. And Mother Womack, we have some names that were texted, and there are those who have not sent in a prayer request. And those names are, we have some you've heard and some are new. We have Stuart Hawthorne. There is Keith Whitted, who has lost his leg. His leg was just amputated. We are in prayer for Corey Hamler, Wendell Wilborn, Trinita, Janetta, Tina, the Hobbs family, Pastor Paul Robinson, Dr. Morfitt, who is just traveling with death in the family, the Palmer family, Amber Ben and Haley from out of South Carolina, that's a request for her, Teresa McEchen, I believe, Teresa McEchen and family. There's Joyce Melton, Margaret Woolfolk, Margaret Woolfolk, and the extended families in Maryland, New York, and Cleveland for the Clay family. And those are the names that we have on our list presently. So we're going to turn it over to you. You know, it is such a blessing when we can pray for one another. Amen. There's power in unity when we come together as the body of Christ to pray over one another. If there's a time that we need to really be in prayer, the time is now. I don't know about you, but I can say for myself that prayer time is now. Amen. We're going to turn it over in your hands, and you can do as the Lord has placed on your heart. Amen. Mother Womack, are you there?
Yes. Amen. I'm listening. Someone is trying to get our attention. Good evening. God bless you.
Good evening.
You have a request. Praise God. God bless you.
Praise God. I talked to Brother Moderator early today, and we had had conversation. My brother, per my mother, about maybe 2 hours ago, has had a job. It has been on employment for a couple of weeks, and we asked for prayer. So I wanted to deliver that. God bless.
Okay, a mother who's been on a job for a couple of weeks needs prayer?
Yes. No, he's been on his job already. I had asked you to pray for my brother. And I talked to Brother Moderator earlier today, before noontime. And I talked to my mother, and he's employed, and he's working. I'm going to thank you for that prayer. God bless.
Hallelujah. I just asked you. Oh, my God. I asked him, did he get the job? Because I've been praying, and I said, God, I know you could do anything but fail. To God be the glory. Good evening. Good evening. God bless you. I've been praying. Yes.
Could I add some name to the prayer list?
Okay. Praise God. Amen. Yes.
Cassandra Ricks Garrett, Nakia Garrett, Sedarius Lewis, Vivian Ricks, and Philip Ricks.
Praise God. And you know, with that, God knows all their names, sweetheart. He knows them all. And as I get ready to pray, I thank God that we know a God that knows every prayer request that will come before us tonight. He knows your name. He knows your situation. And you know what? God is already working in the background. And as I was praying and I was talking to God, and I'm a mother to those in our radio listening audience. I'm a mother. And as a mother do, she pray for her children and she cries, she get on her knees. And I was talking to God today and I said, God, you know your people. You know the hairs on their head. You know the day they was formed in their mother's womb. You know the request that will come before me tonight. And I say, God, you lay on my heart as I come before you. And I come saying, God, tonight, that you created in me a clean heart. If there's anything in me that would hinder the prayers that's going to go forward tonight, I ask God to forgive me because it's my desire that God would hear me when I pray. And I want to say to the radio listening audience, he knows every name. He knows every situation. He knew the day that you would come and you would put this prayer request before him. He already knew. And as I was talking to God, and I went to the word of God, I said, God, what do you want to say to your people for every name that was given, every situation? He said, I want to give my people hope. I want to give them hope tonight. Whatever they're going through, if they need healing, he said, pick them to go to the word of God in Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. If you're sick, if someone's sick on the line tonight, and you have a request, and then he said, I said, God, what else you want to say? He said, take them to John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Saints of God, that's what I'm coming tonight. I'm coming in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. All I could do is go come in his name and pray for every request that will come before us. He already know. Then he said, take them to Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. If it's in your job place, if it's in your home and your family, if it's in whatever situation that you might be going through. Now, he wants you to know, I am with you. And then I thought, okay, God, as I prepare to go into prayer, he said, call on to me, Jeremiah 33:3, and I will answer you great and mighty things, he said, you do not know. Heavenly Father, tonight I come, God, on behalf of every prayer request that was sent before you tonight. You know their names, God. You know their situation. You know what they're going through. God, they need you to move in every situation, God. God, we're going to thank you in advance, and as we say on the prayer line, on credit. Thank you, God, for what are you going to do on every name that was called, God. All the families, God, that stand in the family, the list of that was called for the families and all the names that she gave today, God. God, stop by. Stop by her house today. Encourage her heart. Lift her up. Let her know that you are able and there's nothing too hard for you. Move in on this broadcast for everyone that's listening. Every concern, every need, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. All I know is to call on your name and you said you would answer. All that I know is that I trust you, God, and all thy ways acknowledge you and you will direct our path. Be the path director that they need, God. Move in their circumstances, God. Thank you that we could call on your name. Thank you there's nobody like you. Thank you that nobody can do us like Jesus. Thank you, God, as I look to heaven, I say, God, from my heart to your heart, God, meet every need, all of the people that was on, every name that was called, every situation, God, I ask that you move. Bless your people, God, who stand in a need of you to move on their situation tonight, God. Yes. Bless them for those. Stop by the nursing home, God, where Stuart is tonight and touch him, God. Can't nobody do you like you. It ain't over till God says it's over. Mm-hmm. So, God, you know, it strengthen and encourage their heart. Don't let them look at the situation. Let them look at the God who could part the Red Sea, the God that made the blind see. You say, I'm the same today, yesterday, yes, and forever. You don't change. You're still in the healing business. You're still providing every need that was on the line tonight, God. You still know what we're going through, God. I might forget the name, but you don't forget the name, God. You know all about our situations. And, God, we thank you that you are need-meeting, God, right now. Thank you for the answers that we're going to receive because of the people. They gave their request to you. Maybe I stood in the gap and they think it was mother, but it's you they're calling on tonight. It's you that they're asking, God, to meet them at their point of need. It's you, God, they're crying out to you. And God, you're the one is the main waker. You're main waker. You're the one is the provider. You are the one that we're going to look to the hills for when come our help. Our help tonight comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And we're trusting you tonight for how you're going to meet every need. We thank you for the praise reports that we're going to receive because the people of God had a mind to call on you because there's no place else we could go. There's nobody, God, can meet our need like you. Nobody can touch us like you. Move in this broadcast tonight. Touch every listener, God. You know where they are. You know what they need. And I thank you, God. I come praying for pastors tonight, God, asking, God, that you would strengthen them, guide them, and lead them, God. Bless their families and their homes. Let there be no lack in their lives, God. You know sometimes they get weary because in this human body we do get tired. But when they get tired, that's when you come and lift them up and you carry them in the name of Jesus. Move on the situations of family, families that are broken. Families need to be put together, God. Families, God, that are going through and nobody can put them together and do what you can do. God, as they prepare to go for the holidays, they're traveling to and from as they come to meet and break bread together. God, be in the midst of their families today, God. Be with them, God. Meet every need. There's someone might be on the line saying, you know, I'm in need of a job. Somebody just got a job, God. And you blessed them, God, and we want to say thank you. Whatever, if it's in their finances, God, you said you would open up the windows of heaven, God. If we are tithe players and we pay our tithes and our dues, God, you will bless them, God. Let there, if it's any lack on the line tonight, God, meet everyone. God, I'm here, God, talking you from my heart to your heart, God. I'm just an ordinary person. All I know is to call on your name, and that's what we're doing tonight. Every listener, God, stop by our houses tonight, God. Bless our houses and for me and my house. God, let us serve the Lord. Let us come praising you, Lord. Let us stop, God. We have put you on the back burner. God, let us bring you to the forefront, God. We have been walked so far away from you, God, and it's time for us to come to you and say, God, here we are, God. Forgive me for my shortcomings. Forgive me, God, when I didn't pray. Forgive me when I didn't give thanks in the name of Jesus. Yes. God, we thank you. I thank you for the honor and the privilege that they would think a little lady like me could come and pray to the Father, God, from heaven that will look down on us tonight. shower down your blessing on this service tonight on the Bible study. Bless our moderator tonight, his family. Bless everyone that's coming tonight. Bless the word that will go forth, God, that we could use it, that we could walk by, God, live by, God. Help us to be holy as you are holy. Forgive us, God, when we fall short, God. But I thank you, God, when we fall down, you pick us up, God. Pick somebody up tonight. Encourage somebody tonight. Let them know that God is able. Let them know there's nothing too hard for them, God. No matter how it looks, God. It might not look good tonight, God. Somebody might be going through, say, I don't know how I'm going. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know what you're going to do. But God, if they just trust you, if they just say, Lord, I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise will be in my mouth when I'm going through, God. When I'm walking in darkness, God. When I can't see my way, God. But I'm going to bless you, God. I'm going to praise my way through, God. I pray that everyone's listening. Okay? I'm going to praise. I'm going to thank you, God. I'm going to thank you for that job. I'm going to thank you for the increase. I'm going to thank you how you're going to save my family, God. I'm going to thank you for my health and my strength. I'm going to thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to thank you, God.
Thank you.
Because you've been so good to us. If we had 10,000 down, we couldn't thank you enough. But we come grateful because your grace is sufficient for every situation.
Hallelujah.
So, God, I come thankful tonight. I come honored for the privilege that I can call on your name one more time. I come thanking you as I bring my prayer to a close. And once again, God, every prayer request, every name that was called, some called, some said they have a prayer and some didn't, but you know all our hearts. So, God, as I come to you, God, saying, God, here I am, touch your people everywhere, touch every situation, cover with the blood of Jesus, and God will always give you all the praise and all the glory. And for the opportunity that we could call on your name. When we can't call no other name, we could call Jesus. You're never late.
Yes.
You're always on time.
Thank
so bless
Jesus.
The remaining part of this service. Have your way, God. We're going to learn more about you. Because when it's all said and done, it's all about you. So breathe on everyone. Breathe on everything that's said and done. And I thank you, God, for the privilege and the honor just to pray a little simple prayer. Nothing extraordinary except for something that comes from my heart. From my heart to your heart. From the hearts of the people who love you. From the hearts of the people who stand in the need. From the hearts of the people saying, it's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So honor this prayer, I pray. And if there's anything that I said that I forgot, God, blame it on my heart and not my mind. Blame it on my mind and not my heart.
Bless the Lord.
Because the mind is desire to encourage your people past what they see, past what they're going through, to lean on you, God. And you are the way maker. You're the healer.
Yes.
You're the provider. You're everything we need. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Speak spirit in this place.
Thank you.
On this line. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Sweet spirit.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise Jesus.
Thank you, God.
And the closing scripture that I have, Psalms 91:1. He who dwells in the sacred place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, and my God, in him I will trust. Amen. And I'm finished.
Amen.
Can we just praise him for a moment?
Hallelujah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Can
hallelujah.
We give him thanks? Can we say hallelujah for what he's going to do?
Hallelujah.
Can we say thank you because God is a way maker? He's the one that's going to provide. He's the one that's going to change the situations in your life. He's the one in which we got to come and learn how to thank him in spite of past what we see, what we feel. Praise him anyhow in the midst of the storm because he said there will be storms, but all he has to say is peace be still to the storm, whatever storm you're going in your life. All he has to do is peace be still. Trust him and believe that he's in control of anything and everything that you might be going through today. But if you could just praise him past your circumstances, praise him past how you feel, and just say, God, I'm going to thank you in the midst of it. I'm going to wait on you, God, until my change comes. I'm going to say hallelujah anyhow. I'm going to praise your name as I praise my way through in the name of Jesus. Jesus, praise him.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
you, thank you for how you're going to bring us through.
Bless
thank
you
how you're going to meet every need. Thank you because we trust you tonight, God. Beyond what we see, what we feel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It's in the praises. It's in the praises.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo, how you going to make a way? How you going to be there in the midnight hour? How that joy going to come in the morning? Thank you, God. It's all about you, God. It's all about you, God. You inhabit the praises of your people, God. Let your people praise you, God. Let them lift it up, God. Breathe on us tonight, God. Breathe on your people tonight. Hallelujah, Lord.
testimony, please share it with us.
Yes.
Let the body of Christ know that God is still healing. God is still raising up those from whatever situations that they're going through. God is still the same God that we've always prayed and talked about.
That's good.
Please share with us your testimony. Please. Do that for the body of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need to hear that. We need to hear that. When God has blessed those that you prayed for and those prayers have been answered, now let me tell you, God has his own timing, but when those prayers have been answered, please come on and share it with us so that we can pass it on to Mother Womack.
Yes.
Because I am sure, listen, because that is her gift, God has given her that. She is laboring over those requests. not only just now, but on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to hear when there has been a breakthrough. We need to hear. We do thank you for your obedience on that part. I would love on the first that there are so many testimonies that's coming through that it just blows our mind. It just blows our mind. We already know what God can do. But my God, when things come through and it's an overflow, we need to hear that. We need to hear that. Mother Womack, thank you so much. We know that you're going to be going on a trip, and we're going to be praying for your traveling grace as well as your time that you're there, that God takes you to another level.
Yes,
that God takes you to another level.
Yes.
Why you all that mountain, that God takes you to another level.
My.
That
please,
no mind can even imagine, that no tongue can even confess. God will take you to another level. Because of your obedience, because of your obedience in your heart.
Yes.
We thank you just for taking time to come and just to pray. Listen, let me tell you something. We're all going through something.
Yes.
We're all going through something. Those that even testify, we're all going through something. And prayer, listen, that's what we need.
Yes,
that's what
Lord.
We need.
Yes, God. Yes.
I'm going to move on into my topic for this evening. And if we don't finish, that's okay, because we've already gone through what we need to go through. Let me tell you. My topic this evening is coming from Matthew 5, 13 through 20. And my topic is family complaints about rules in your home. Family complaints about rules in your home. Matthew here, he's writing to a community of Greek speaking Jewish Christians, and they're located in the center of Antioch in Syria. The community is surrounded by troubled Jews. They're hostile, and their claims of Jesus and his Christian community, they're complaining about that. They're complaining about Jesus and how he's going about doing things. The topic as it reads, Matthew 5, 13 through 20, it says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. 14, you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. 16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. 17 goes on to say, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. 18, for truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. 19, therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And verse 20 concludes this, for I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. That is the word of the Lord. Now, and as it goes on, and I'm going to open it up for discussion, here Jesus is teaching about how we are supposed to fulfill the law. And he goes on to say, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. Now, here, disciples, the disciples are salt and light. So, and it's saying, yeah, all anyone who hears this are salt and light. When you hear it, you are salt and you are light. This is a challenge, and it's going out to the disciples in the world. Why salt? Why salt? Salt is used for seasoning. It's nothing fancy. But here it's saying salt is a common, and he's talking about the ordinary, common people. Anyone can be disciples wherever you are. Anyone can be disciples wherever you are. And it goes on, it says salt is also used in the household as a preservative. Disciples preserve, what do they preserve? They preserve the good news by telling others and doing good deeds. Love for others. We are supposed to love one another. And that helps preserve God's word. Salt in the Old Testament, when it's used in the Old Testament, is connected with establishing a covenant relationship. And if you want to look at that, you can go to Leviticus 2:13, or even go to Numbers 18 and 19. It is used as establishing a covenant relationship. And what it does is it's saying that that covenant relationship means that there is a purification. There's a purification. You can look in Exodus 30, 35, and if you want to look any further into that. And it goes on and says, we are the salt because of our relationship with Jesus. And it's what it is that means that we are supposed to make a real difference in the world. We're supposed to make that difference. This is paraphrased, and if you want to look at it, we can go in terms of the Great Commission. If you look at the Great Commission, if you go to Matthew 28, 19 through 20, it is rephrased in Jesus' Great Commission. Now, it goes on to say, salt can lose its taste. How can it lose its taste? When regular salt, when the sodium chloride is taken from it, it has no impurities in the salt. It has no impurities. And here, from a biblical standpoint, Jesus is warning that disciples adapt themselves totally to the ways of the world. And if you adapt yourself to the ways of the world, that means that you are useless. And you fail to reach out to the world in Jesus' name. You fail to reach out to the rest of the world in Jesus' name when you adapt to the world. And when you go on and look at it, says it talks about you. You, that's plural. That's plural. Disciples. Not disciple, but disciples. Disciples are to work together in the church. They are to work together in the church. And when by working together in the church, they are establishing what Jesus has given to them. Being showing the relationship that they have with Christ. The church is not to be a closed fellowship. It's not to be closed. The church is not to have special groups, connected groups. Everyone should be working together. Everyone should be working together. And they're working together serving Jesus. Only Jesus, not themselves, but serving Jesus. And it world is watching the church. The world is watching the church. And you're, and the church is in full view and is open to anyone. It's open to anyone. You, plural, we are together, are the salt of the earth. We're the light of the world. And
come
we
on, moderator.
Together are
come on.
To make a difference. We can't go out as a lone solo trying to make a difference. By if it is, he's talking about you, plural. We together, not separated, not in special groups, but we are working together. It's like coming on this evening, taking your time out to come on to be a blessing to others rather than going about doing your special business, but being a blessing to others, being a light to the world wherever you are. Before we move on, you know I like to open up the mics. Any comments?
Yes, sir. This pastor mine's like to open up something. I like how you came with the salt. I prayed on tonight that my mother's on the line. Mom, if you're listening, I really want you to chime in on this. Every August, next month, we go down for the family reunion. And I'm in New Jersey and my mother's in Virginia. And there's a certain salt here in New Jersey that she can't get in Virginia, and that she used to season her meat and to season what she cooks it. And the salt that she's using when she seasons her meat and seasons when she cooks it is different than the salt if it's too strong to that she cleans her greens. So there are different types of salt out there. As you know, Brother Mother, you know, I like to eat. And I like to cook many different things, but there's different types of salt for different things. So what you may consider not to be a good thing, or you may not have anything to offer, but the salt you may be able to bring is salt in a different category or a different angle. Mama, you there? Can you talk about the salt if you're there? Guess you're not. But the salt is so good. I mean, I'm so glad you brought it up because, believe it or not, there's a thing called dessert salt. Mm-hmm. There's a thing called seasoning salt. What was it, Lowry's? And it's regular salt. Some salt is stronger than others. So your salt that you bring to the table for Jesus may be different than other salt. That's one to add to the thing about salt. Thank you, Brother Mike, for opening the mic.
It sounds like a five-fold Amen. Ministry to me. That's what that sounds like to me, a five-fold ministry. Because some of us are teachers, some of us are intercessors, some of us are pastors, some of us are evangelists, some of us are prophets, some of us have healing hands, and we
come
all
on,
come
sis
together.
Preach. Come on, sis, preach.
We all come together. We all
come
together.
You plan to see
we
me.
We all come
Thank
together.
You.
Mm-hmm. We all have to come together.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any more comments?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. This is our Elder Thomas Corbin down here in Waldorf, Maryland. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Amen. I wanted to chime in with one particular thing, and I like the way my sister said, sounds like the five-fold ministry. Amen. Yes, it does. But then I want to add one little something about the variations of salt. We are but of one flavor of salt. And
oh,
it's,
like
got to be, it's got to be the same. We got to make sure that we're on one accord. You know, the world is so saturated with diversities. So we have to be careful and cling to the word that our flavor maintains, amen, just that flavor that the Lord would have in his kingdom. Amen. We have to be seriously minded to stay focused that we sway not to the left nor to the right, but stay focused on that center. So we all be on one accord. Amen. So that wherever we go, you know, wherever we go, they say, oh, I recognize that flavor right there. That's the Lord Jesus flavor. We got to be careful that we maintain that one flavor. Amen. Because by waiting a little to the left or a little to the right, it may sound a little something good, but if it ain't the word written, if it ain't of Christ, watch out. It's a facsimile. Something that tastes like, something that sounds like. It ain't good enough. No, that's a pseudo. So we got to make certain that whatever we say, whatever we do, amen, that the glory goes to God, amen, and it be explicitly unwavering the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we're standing. I like Apostle Brenda Freeman, she would always say, you know, reminding me even letter by letter, word by word, verse by verse, precept upon precept. It's got to fit exactly the way he would have it. Amen. So that the reception of it would be with his purpose of understanding. The word tells us, amen, Proverbs 4 and 7. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. But with all that getting, get understanding. You know, I like the way you put it, Brother Pastor Miles there. He said he liked to cook. And you want to make certain that whatever you flavor, that flavor brings that meat to that exact taste that you want.
That's good.
So we got, you know, it's that oneness. It's that oneness thing. We can't waver either to the left nor to the right. Amen. It's got to be certain that God would get the glory of it. Amen. And we're preaching Christ.
Yes.
I digress now. Amen. Thank you all for allowing me to speak for a
good
moment.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you all for your comments.
Glory to God.
Sit around the table.
Amen.
And as we feast on the word of God, listen, let me tell you something. Everybody's feeding on the word of God, and it has a different taste for each one of you, each one of us. And all we're doing is just talking about how good it is to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you
I like
so
that.
Much. As we move
I like
on,
that.
Yeah,
I like that. The flavor should be the same. I like that. That's right. One body.
Let your light shine. Let your light shine. What is it from 15? It says, no one after lighting a lamp puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven. Here, it's during that time, what they're saying is light. That is to do God's work in the world. See what happens. And during Jesus' time, the homes were not that big, and it was like one room. So lighting a lamp, it would light the whole house.
Illuminating.
And what
he's
saying here is, what they did was, when you place a lamp under a bushel basket or a bowl, it would be almost like to extinguish the light. You're almost like putting the light out when you put something over it. So here, when disciples hide, now talking about you and I, when disciples hide their light, whether because of feeling of inferiority or superiority, it can go out. it can go up. And in 16, it says, the light shines before others. And when the light is shining before others, it's not to give glory to self, but it's to give glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Not to any disciple, but to God. Good works of love help make God visible. Good works of love, loving one another, working together, what it does is it helps to make God visible. So that means that light is not shining on me. It is shining, it is showing the, it's showing Jesus. It is giving glory to Jesus so that others who may not know him may see that light. They're not looking at that person, but they see the works of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I open up the mic as we move on for that section.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Because the light's not supposed to shine. I like it.
Yes.
I like it. Because the light's not supposed to shine on us, but shine through us. Because we have that treasure in earthen vessel. That treasure,
hallelujah,
that light is Jesus Christ. And we're just a vessel being used. And I like what you said, Brother Pastor, about one flavor. Yes, yes. We should be just one flavor. So when I go over to the church over there and they're speaking Christ, it should be one flavor. And then when I go in the marketplace and that brother or that sister is speaking Christ, it should be the same flavor. It shouldn't have any no variations, no twists. Like the world can do, put a twist to it. No, it's just one taste and see that the Lord is good. This is good.
This is good stuff right here.
Y'all just opening me up. It's good stuff right here. I'm ready to fly. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm with you. Amen. Amen to the truth. You know, and it's something about this when Elder Corbin came on and talking about the oneness.
Yeah.
Brother Moderator, you need to get him on regularly. Talk to him. He in Waldorf, Maryland. If you know somebody in Waldorf, I'm just saying.
You know, he's welcome.
There go.
Hallelujah.
All hesitation. You find his brother because he planned to see the me on tonight. God bless. I'm going to be quiet. Well, y'all got me started. God bless.
Like,
amen.
Now,
to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. It's a good word, Elder Clay.
Amen.
Very good word. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to point out everything rests with Jesus Christ. As far as that light, the seasoning. But anyway, through him, we're able to pass that along to others. We're able to be a light so that others can, we're able to teach them what we have. Let them see by the light that Jesus Christ has given us.
Keep
in mind where that force has come from, that energy has come from. And we're supposed to do as Christians, as Jesus did, and spread the gospel.
What else you got for us, Elder Clay? Come on.
As we move on to 17, we talk about the law of the prophets. The law of the prophets. And the word says, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly, now here's the authority. You hear that word truly. When someone says truly, that's authority. Truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of the letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
That's authority there. That is authority when it's talking there. The law of the prophets. The law of the prophets. That's referring to, when we go back, that's the Hebrew scripture as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look at Matthew 17, 22 and 40, you can look at that. That it's the Hebrew scripture as a whole. Not a part, not one, but a whole. And Jesus is saying here, he has come to bring the law, and the prophet is saying that he must come and bring the law to its fullest meaning. And then Jesus goes on and says, truly, truly, it shows that Jesus has the authority as God's servant of God. He's talking about, that's authority, saying that when you say something is going to happen, that means it is going to happen. That's authority. And he's showing that Jesus is speaking with that authority as God's servant. And if you want to look at Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, you can look at that even further. The one who brings God's justice, that's Jesus. The one who brings forgiveness, that's Jesus. The one who brings love to the world as the Prince of Peace, that's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is affirming, he's telling them that God's law, he's proclaiming that God is a loving and a merciful God. And what he says will be done. Will be done. Every bit of the law that has been commanded for us to do. And it's saying to love one another.
Yeah.
Love God, and we are supposed to love our neighbor. If you want to look any further, as I said, you can go to Matthew 7, 12. Matthew 9, 13. You can go to 22. 39 through 40, if you want to research that even further. So God is, this is a command that we're supposed to love God and neighbor. Not love God and hate our neighbor.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Not love God. We can't do that. Listen, God is giving a command here. He's given a command. And he goes on to say, he says, therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell
mm-hmm.
you, unless your right exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Wow. Wow.
You will never
Amen.
Enter the kingdom
wow.
of heaven.
Wow.
Maybe any one of these commandments. So when we go out and when someone is not showing love to their neighbor, guess what? We're breaking a commandment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of God's greatest commandments. To love God and to love neighbor. And that's what he's saying here. And that's what he's saying here. Any comments?
No, amen. I just wanted, amen, when I heard you on that, as I was researching along with you, I found myself, amen, subscribing to the inspired word, amen, as written by the Apostle Paul there in the first chapter of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1 and 17, and it reads, it says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." As I said, that oneness, like when Paul was acknowledging that it ain't about me. I like the way you all referenced the light. It ain't the filament in the bulb. It's the source, the power,
that's
amen,
good.
That
yes,
gives
sir.
The filament light. Huh? We gotta be mindful to that he be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. See, without the source, you're just a resource. It's all right, but to be a resource means that you're being used by something else.
Because
without the source, you're no good. You're just on your own doing your own thing, like Preacher said earlier. You're just on your own doing your own thing over in the corner there. But when you're connected to the source.
When you're
connected to the source, what the source got to give to the others, and get yourself out of the equation, because the light got to go beyond you. It's for the sake of those who are dead. Amen. Yeah. You want to get beyond yourself. Understand. Stay plugged into the source. That's you, so you can be a resource that the source will be glorified. Huh?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's good.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Why do y'all do this to me? Brother Elsa? I'm a press mute again, but why you do this to me? God bless. Why?
Brother Pastor, you know, the word is the word is the word.
Why y'all do this to me on Blog Talk today? I mean, I know I catch on fire all the time, but okay, bye. God bless.
Amen. Any more comments?
About loving one another and it being a command, and a lot of us in the body of Christ, we need to read the word again and again, and it needs to saturate us, because if we're not loving one another, we're not Christ-like. Because even though they whipped him and they spat on him, he still said, Father, forgive them. He still loved beyond his hurt and his pain and his shame. The Lord told me a long time ago, he said, Edna, the fruit of my spirit, no matter what people say or do, you carry the fruit. You carry the fruit, the fruit of the spirit. And I like what you said, Brother Elder John, about that love, because the Bible says, and love is peaceful. So follow peace with all men. God says that. He said we have to follow, and peace and love work hand in hand. Because if you love, you're flowing. If you love, you're flowing in that peace that passes all understanding.
I like that. Amen.
When the person smacks you in the face, or they step on your feet and they stab you in your back. Oh, yeah, we can get into our own feelings because we all been there. But then we have to go to Christ, go to God, and say, Lord, take it out of me so I won't go. Because it's easy for us to go to the other side. But if we remember what Christ says, if we remember to do as Jesus did, oh, Lord Jesus, we can do this thing. We can do this thing. God compels us to do this thing.
Amen. When I hear you say that, I feel even deeper to say, you know, the thing about love, love is not selfish.
Yes, that's right.
Love just ain't selfish. If you you abiding in love, you can't hurt nobody. Love don't hurt nobody. Love is so good. It's it's all about going out and giving. And see, the reaping, the reward of that is what God receives unto his kingdom.
Amen. That's good.
Amen. These are all wonderful comments, and I do thank each and every one of you for coming down and sitting down and having a peaceful discussion while we eat and feed on the food. I pray that each and every one of you that on his line, that the line is full. There's a lot that we have not heard from. I'm looking at a lot of numbers on here that have not heard, that have not said anything. I'm praying that as you sat at the table and you feasted on the word, that when we close, that you will lead full.
Amen.
We don't want you to sit down and eat and you get up and you're still hungry.
All right now. Yeah.
I pray that you are full. Now, in my closing, our time is really run up and we're behind.
Yes, sir.
I want to present,
yes, sir.
I want to present a question to each and every one of you, and I don't want you to answer it right now. But my topic was a family complaint about rules in your home. And each and every one of you have rules. Now, when we look at God's word, when the commandments, a commandment is a rule that we're supposed
that's
to
right.
follow.
That's right. That's right.
Now, let's bring it on home. Let's bring it to your home. A family complaint about rules in your home. And my question to you, my brother, my sister in Christ, has a family member ever complained about a rule in your home? Number one. What was the complaint? And number three, finally, and I like to do everything in threes, how do you justify having rules in your home?
Wow.
I want to leave you with that.
That's good.
Amen. Amen. I receive that. Yes, sir.
Let me go with that again before I close. Okay? Has a family member ever complained about the rules in your home? Not my home, but the rules in your home. Number one. Number two, what was the complaint? And number three, in closing, how do you justify having rules in your home?
Wow.
I thank you so much for tuning in. We invite you next week. I believe, where's it next week? I believe we're in New York. We do invite you back next week. We thank you for coming and just sitting down at the table and feasting on the word. We don't know about you, but I'm full. I thank you. And keep in mind, we cannot do this individually. We have to do it together. So thank you for coming and just share yourself, your time at this time at the table. We thank you. We thank you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.